Howdy, folks. This is Radio Statler.
It was fucking loud.
Of course.
That was intentional. What's up, everybody? We're finally on. Sorry we're late. If you were looking at the schedule, you should know better.
Yeah, I'll update eventually.
This is Nick Gottier.
This is Beaches.
Mia Bunny.
How you doing?
And ATG is apparently on his way. He has pants.
He has pants on?
He has pants on. On his way.
We texted him. We were like, hey, we're going on the air. And he was like, I need pants.
I mean, yeah.
And we said, not really.
He can just take them off once he gets back in here.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. So we're at in the Hope Channel.
Uh-huh.
We have 75 people.
That's
awesome. I haven't seen 75 people in there since 2 years ago.
I mean, that's usually how that works, yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I forgot what we do now.
Probably talk
about bullshit.
Things.
That's what we do.
I mean, how is it different from what we do, like...
Every other day of the week?
Yeah.
It isn't.
Oh.
It's just people like to listen to us bullshit.
And this year we can get in trouble for our bullshit.
I mean, I suppose we could have gotten in trouble before for our bullshit, but we never have.
Well, there wasn't a hotline to call about bullshit.
There's a hotline, guys. There's a code of conduct hotline.
Yes, there is.
It's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
I mean,
it's a thing.
Darko spent enough time on it.
Yeah. He put a lot of Python into that.
Yes, he did.
Hi! Sit down.
A wild ATG appears.
Do-do-do.
Take your pants off. We agreed that you're allowed to take your pants back off.
No, you gotta make love to the microphone.
But I just had them off.
Well, yeah. You can take them back off.
I could.
We just agree, if you feel comfortable with no pants on, we were willing to go through that.
Just get comfortable.
That's
what we're saying. Get comfortable.
I'm pretty comfortable as it is.
Well, okay then.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I believe me.
Well, that seems logical.
I would hope that you believe you. Because otherwise you have some real fucked up issues.
Well, that's besides the point.
So how's everybody doing?
Pretty alright.
Oh wait, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Like us? Or are
yeah.
you asking people listening?
I mean, also you. I want to know listeners.
Do we have listeners?
I don't know.
Yet? Don't we have a number count somewhere we can look at that?
Somewhere, yeah.
It's probably between 0 and 3.
Yeah, especially because it's not on the website or anything.
Yeah.
No, it's not on the website. And
speaking of the website,
well, I did just tweet and Facebook it, so hopefully I have friends.
What do we have to change?
We have a link for the stream because we're streaming. So putting it on the website so that people can click a thing and go, there's the stream.
The stream is up with 0 listeners.
Well, sweet!
Because we didn't advertise the direct link to the thing and it's not on the website, so.
Where do I find that?
It is, the link is listen.radiostatler.com.
We're having a good
port
time.
Port 8000.
It's not over 9000, it's port 8000.
Also, I don't know why we're giving this out over the air, because obviously you figured it out.
If you're listening, congratulations!
If you're listening in the future, it doesn't matter. So. What?
Listen.radiostatler.com.
Yes.
Port 8,000.
Also, I fucked up the server config. I need to fix that because we have a max of 10 listeners on the server. I should probably fix that.
I mean, you have time.
Yeah. Not an issue right now.
Not right now.
Yeah.
We can definitely hear the typing.
I know, it's this microphone.
It's not that I hear the typing. It's more like I hear the thunk thunking, which is like a weird thunk thunking.
Thunk thunking?
It's not like your normal typing noise you hear.
No, it's not.
Thunk 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 thunk.
It's not like, yeah. It's like the sound from hitting the table rhythmically is what it sounds like.
You're hitting the table rhythmically.
Yeah.
Not what I wanted to do.
Then why did you do it?
Because it made me. Does anybody ever use Hootsuite?
Yes.
No. Johnny
so
does.
From within Hootsuite, can I approve or deny a request to be my friend?
I don't know, actually.
Good. No, I'm going to go bring my laptop in.
Dun, dun, dun.
Your course has home.
Oh, yeah. I need to, like, text people back. I totally left my phone charger upstairs. I should probably rectify that at some point today.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we need to rectify today. Definitely.
But the question's going to be, is it a full bridge rectification?
It's a full bridge
rectifier.
I think at some point we're going to end up just like playing YouTube videos, I think. For all of you on the radio, it'll be great.
Can we do Fabulous Secret Powers? Because that one's amusing.
I have never listened to that.
Yeah, you two have.
I have?
It's also known as Hey, Yay, Yay, Yay. But you have to get the full one that has the intro, because that's hilarious.
So, unrelated, any talks you guys are planning on going to this afternoon?
I mean, I'm going to ours, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, that right, that's
yeah.
A thing.
We have a panel. Somebody came up and was like, so what do you guys have planned for tonight? I was like, oh yeah, probably just like drinking and hanging out in the booth. And then I was like, oh wait, we have a panel. Fuck.
Yeah.
We're going to be drinking at a panel, I guess.
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Yes.
It's legit.
Yeah, we're bringing drinks to our panel.
So everybody gets a handle or a bottle, right?
A handle, like, yes.
I don't know if we have enough handles for that, but we definitely have enough bottles.
Everyone gets a handle.
How Jesus. Else are you going to hold it?
This kills the staff.
Yeah, this is how hope dies.
Not with a bang, but with alcohol poisoning.
So basically right now, there's no link for people to get on the site to listen to
yeah.
us, right?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Also, I need to kill the stream to fix the listener count at some point. But
and
okay.
Nothing of value will be lost.
Yeah, but, well, except for the archive would be fucked up, so I'm not going to do it right now.
Okay.
Hopefully we don't get more than 10 listeners, which is a very odd thing for me to be saying right now.
Knock on wood, cross your fingers!
People, don't tune in. You don't want to watch this.
I mean,
they can't watch
it anyway.
I mean, that will be rectified, maybe.
Fully with the bridge? Better
are you
than
trying
I expected.
To do? Are you trying to do the
yes.
drum loop that we had last year for like 3 hours?
No, I was trying to do the ending from his videos.
Oh,
yeah.
That was. I thought you were trying to do the drum loop that we had last year for 2 hours.
Oh yeah.
if that was what you were going for, you failed.
No. Yeah,
yes.
No, that was,
you failed.
I don't remember what that was. Let's listen to it. Hold on. Let's go to the archive. Radio.hope.net archive. Coming soon. God damn it, Scott.
Everything's coming soon. Even the staff page is coming soon. No one's running Radio Staller.
No. We're obviously not here.
Oh, God. All right.
What was the direct link to listen?
It's listen.radiostatler.com.
Listen.radiostatler, all one word?
Yes. .com. Colon 8000.
listen.radiostatler.com/:8000
8000
I feel like we should use like 8001 so that it'll be there's jokes in there. 8001
is something different. Where's our opening? Where's the Raw archive?
The Raw archive?
Well, because I want to get the opening loop.
For the Ixion archive? Or
no,
whatever?
No, I want to play the drum loop.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, you mean the one that's, like,
I mean,
3 days long?
Yeah, unless there's a one that we cut out, because I'm pretty sure we cut out the loop.
We definitely cut out the loop,
right.
Because there's no fucking point on having a drum loop.
Right, so where's the...
It should be in... I don't know. It's top. I might have moved it, actually.
Hope 2014.
It should be 2014, and then it'd be, like, Ixie and MV3. It might not be up there. It's, like, a 9-gig file, and we were trying to be conservative with our space.
Aww.
Well, I mean...
I guess...
Blame our web host?
Yeah, that fuckhead. God damn.
What a dick.
Yeah. Bunch of assholes.
Why are we talking about ourselves?
I mean, I'm talking about myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
people by the booth door.
Hi. Huh?
We don't have him.
We don't have a Darko.
Well, that put a damper on the mood.
Yeah.
Fucking warlord.
Wow. I'm so glad that nobody's listening.
No, we have two people listening.
We have two listeners?
Yeah.
Is it us?
I'm getting the direct link out there.
Oh,
so wait,
okay.
We really do have two listeners?
Oh, wait, that's what it read a minute ago.
Do we have two listeners?
Hold on.
But look.
Fret faster.
Fucking refresh.
F5.
We have three.
F5.
We have three listeners. Oh, my God. Wait, we should probably actually talk to them now instead of talking to ourselves.
Hello,
three listeners.
Hi, three listeners.
Hi.
Hello. This is Radio Statler at Hope. This is Bunny. And ATG is leaving us.
What?
Fuck off.
No.
Oh,
no. No, don't go. Shane.
We got Nick God over here.
Hi.
We got Beaches.
Hello.
I feel like we did this already.
Yeah, but no one was listening.
Deja vu.
If you would like to talk with us, please join us on IRC. It's irc.2600.net. Yeah, you can use the channel of hashtag radio-statler. Or if that's really difficult, go to Hope. Hashtag Hope.
Go to Hope. We should probably update the topic.
And we will find you. We will find you in there. Oh, wait, we got to play the song then. Some people are listening.
No, we played it. It'll be in the archive. It's fine.
I want to hear the song.
You wanna,
for our three listeners, they need to hear how much you love cock.
I need to know if our listeners want to hear the song. So let us know in IRC.
I want to hear
or,
the song.
Or you can tweet
it. I mean, it doesn't
us.
Matter.
I want to hear the song. That matters.
Blow up my phone, tweet at Radio Statler.
Yeah, let us know if you want to hear the song or not.
You can get us on Facebook, too. There's
the
a group.
Answer is yes.
Or stuff. Yes, the answer is yes. I don't care where you're at. Stop right now. Stop. Put Pokemon down. And let us know you want to listen to how much Cooter loves cock.
And how he should bow to his sensei.
Yes.
Okay, well, we have three listeners and two of them said yes. So I think that means we're doing it.
Majority wins.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh.
Ah.
What was that?
Don't do that again.
That was somebody... That was IRC telling us that we should do something. And that went out over the air, which means, oh, shit.
Oh, hey, it's Dino listening.
Dino!
And ATG left us so we could talk on IRC and not be here.
What a dick.
All right, here's the song.
Man, I haven't seen RS Booth in IRC in a long time.
Like 2 years.
It's almost like the booth isn't around.
So besides Dino, we have two other listeners.
So, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Are we ready?
I'm ready. Here, get your headphones on. Song time.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
No. You already know this song, and you're going to love it.
That's why I said it sounds terrible.
It sounds amazing.
All right.
I'd set it as my ringtone. I will set it as my ringtone.
Here we go. You ready?
After this,
I'm ready.
You ready?
From our sponsors.
Ready.
You ready?
Ready?
Because you said yes.
Oh.
This is your fault, ATG.
I made a grave mistake. I regret listening to that.
I don't regret making it.
Bunny, hand me that sausage so I can stick it in my face hole.
Hold on, I need to stick one in my face hole first. And then you can stick one in your face hole. And we can
have it in our face hole together.
Hold on, you guys ready for this?
Who the fuck are you talking to? You.
Me. What about me? I just talked over them sharing a sausage.
So good.
What do you mean, who am I talking to?
Who are you talking to? You were telling someone to connect.
Yeah.
To who?
The dude that was there.
I don't see anybody talking for you.
Like, an hour ago.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't there an hour ago.
Okay.
I'll believe you.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
This is IRC. Things happen without you.
No, that's bullshit. I'm pretty sure the server goes offline if Bunny's not around.
I've been fucked for the last 2 days because I went offline a few days ago.
So, what's everybody looking forward to at Hope?
The talks this year looked pretty legitimately good.
Like ours.
Well,
yeah.
Even not ours.
Stuff that's not ours is also good, but the one that is ours is probably going to be my favorite.
I'm looking forward to drinking.
Yes.
I think I think we've got that under the belt already. It's been a lot of that.
I don't wear belts.
For your information, like Buddy does not wear...
My butt crack's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can confirm there is butt crack.
I'm sure there's also butt crack on Nick God.
I'm sure there's butt crack on you.
Yeah,
actually,
there's butt crack
ATG's
on me.
Probably the only non-butt crack we have right now.
Actually, my butt crack is not hanging out. ATG, can you confirm that my ass crack is not hanging out?
I unfortunately can confirm. But it's better than me.
So this is the ass crack side of the table. This is the non-ass crack side of the table.
And there's a line.
You want to be over here? You must display your ass crack to sit over here.
I have no problem with that. Usually when people tell me, they're like, hey, your ass crack's hanging out, I just
start pulling it down. Has anybody ever played slots in your butt?
No.
You know, you drop a quarter. Play slots?
I'm familiar with what the concept is. Okay. I've never had anybody drop a quarter.
I can fix that for you. Let me find a quarter. I got one up in my room. I'm going to show up when you least expect it.
Okay.
All right.
And on that note...
You should like, Periscope that. Like, live stream that, just, like, the camera with the quarter and then my ass crack.
And then B just turn around and punching me. Like, what the... There I go.
I don't think my response in that situation would be to punch anybody. I'd probably just be, what the fuck was that?
Dino left.
Dino?
How could you?
Is that page in German?
Yeah.
Is it actually in German or is it in
Dutch? Oh, it's in Dutch.
Oh, yeah. It's Dutch. Yeah, ATG, if you haven't noticed, a lot of things on internet are coming in Dutch.
Oh, because our IP space is from
the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
So if you are listening from the conference and you look at the schedule, which you might notice that some of the days are definitely in Dutch, don't worry about that. That's fine. You know, don't.
Our listener peak was 5. Someone left us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
And also, earlier when the network first got set up, if you had your phone on you and it wouldn't get a GPS signal, it thought that you were in Vegas.
We were all.
I pulled up my still map. Thinks that I'm in Vegas.
Oh, does it? No, mine corrected itself. But yeah, I pulled up trying to figure out where what was that Charlie's place, and it put me in Vegas. And I'm like, well, this isn't gonna help me figure out what's in New York City.
Nope.
It put me down on the strip.
Yeah, apparently all the network gear came to us from from HB Insight, I think, in Vegas, from Aruba.
I think I broke my neck.
Well, that's not good.
That's bad for you.
Yeah, pretty sure you don't come back from that.
No, you can break your neck. Just you gotta break it gently.
Break it gently, everybody.
People break their necks.
Break it gently would be a great cover band.
We don't know what band you would cover, but it would be a great cover band.
Like Van Morrison. It'd be a Van Morrison cover band. Break it gently.
Break it gently. Oh my goodness. Nanner Pudding is listening, and he says the volume of the stream is pretty shitty.
Nanner Pudding can go fuck himself.
That still won't change the volume level of the stream.
I know, but it'll make me feel better.
So then the question is, we know of 2 of the 4 listeners. Are the other 2 our friends?
Probably.
I mean, it seems likely.
I mean, I posted it in the Facebook group for 2600, which means, you know, strangers.
DDoS inbound.
Yeah. It sounds different suddenly. Are you?
It sounds louder because I made it louder.
Are you doing things, Cooter?
Yes, I'm doing things. So many things.
I just tried to sign an email as Beaches, and my phone was like, Beavers. Your name is Beavers.
Okay, earlier I was trying to type suck, and instead it told put it to duck, which is funny because I've never had my phone autocorrect fuck to duck, but it just autocorrected suck to duck.
Nanner Pudding says to go fuck yourself. Thank God.
Cool.
He dared you to that.
Yeah, I did.
Please don't do that in the booth.
Too late.
We're already allowing not no pants. We're allowing no pants. I mean, what's
no
next?
Pants and masturbation are different.
Only vaguely. We're terrible people.
Yes.
I mean, no fucking shit. We're terrible people.
So, guys, I kind of met Susan Sarandon last night.
Kind of. Yes, tell us a story about how you almost kind of sort of met Susan Sarandon.
So we were walking to the bar, just a block away from Hope here. And they put out a little miniature like midget gate with some tables for the little patio during dinner time. And as we were getting ready to walk in the door, I'm like, see this person. And I was like, that person looks oddly familiar. Do I know this person? Like, do they Hope? And then I'm looking at her, I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure that's Susan Sarandon. Directly next to a celebrity. So like I turn around and nobody seems to notice, but then Rodent's there and he's got that same look on his face. And I was like, Rodent, it's like, you see it, right? He was like, yeah. So he just kind of reached over. He's like, I don't want to bug you, but I love your work. And we all ran away. We ran in and drink. And then I was in there. I was like, would it be inappropriate? Can I go ask her, like, can I buy her a drink? And they're like, leave her alone. So I didn't ask her to buy her a drink.
Cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we want to hear about my adventures on the elevator this morning?
Always.
I had the most fun adventures in the elevator this morning, ever, in Hope. So I'm on the 13th floor. Yay. I'm probably going to die at this Hope. And starting actually yesterday, whoa, that got weird sounding. Starting yesterday when I got my room, and every single time I'm coming or going from the elevators, I am coming and going with the same lady.
She's stalking you.
Yep.
Actually, we've equally, like, sometimes she's been there first, and then I've been there. So today, I'm wandering down my hallway. She's coming down her side of the hallway. We meet in the middle. We just kind of giggle, and I was like, hey, what's up? And we get in the elevator. There's already a family that was in there. And we hit the down button. We're all going to the lobby. And then the next floor hits. Oh, and I guess you have to say, the elevator we are in, the little television screen has been in a boot loop since yesterday.
Yeah.
So we have zero idea what floor and whatnot. We're just looking at some cube. It can't figure out what OS it wants to use. I watched it all day yesterday. So we start going. And, you know, we hit the next floor and the door opens. Some people come in. And we go to the next floor. Door opens. Some people come in. We hit the next floor. Some people, the door opens. Come in. We're like, Jesus. So at this point, we're full capacity. Like, no one else is getting this thing. And the next floor, we stop. And there it opens. And all these people are just staring at us. We stopped at every single floor from the 13th to get to the lobby. Every single floor, we stopped. The door opened. People tried to walk in. And we're like, no. Somewhere along the lines is like 6-year-old girl who's standing over by the buttons has figured it all out before us that no one else is coming in. So as soon as we hit the floor and the door starts opening, she starts mashing the button and the door just goes back shut. And down we go. And so like the door at halfway open, wave. And then she mashes the button and the door goes shut.
Oh, that's great.
And eventually we hit the lobby. Like we don't know what floor. We have zero idea what's going to happen when the door opens because we have no idea what floor we're on or anything. So then finally we hit the lobby, the door opens, everybody in the elevator, we're like, yeah, lobby! And then all of a sudden we start coming out and this dude goes, it's like real life Pokemon Go. And we're like, okay. And keep on walking. I don't really know what he meant by that.
I don't either. I was hoping there's going to be a punchline, actually.
No, like, I didn't care to figure out what the fuck he's talking about. I think he was trying to imply, like, he just found a whole bunch of Pokemon. You know, like, we were the Pokemon coming out of the elevator.
And he was going to catch you all.
Yeah.
That's sort of weird.
I mean, it is hope.
Wow.
People here are sort of weird.
Yeah, we are.
Anyways, yeah, that's my elevator story.
So, should I post on the Twitters the direct broadcast link?
Yes.
Do it.
I already Twittered the broadcast link. Well, on me.
From the Radio Statler
no.
thing?
Well, but I did that. People like Bunny more than like Radio Statler.
I mean,
actually, I don't know. Have we got any more listeners yet? I posted it.
Yeah, we have a couple.
Are we still at 4? Oh, we're at 5!
Wow.
Four. Oh, never mind.
Well,
4.
One of those speeches.
We were at 5.
No, I closed that.
Okay.
Oh, that he was 5. There was, it just went from 4 to 5, or 5 to 4. So that was probably you.
Sorry.
We peaked at 6, though. Welcome. Congratulations to being the 6th listener.
It's all downhill from now. Or from there.
So wait, we still cap at 10?
Yeah, for now. Once this is over, I'm going to restart the server.
So currently, we are accepting 6 more listeners.
The few, the proud.
And then in a little bit, we're going to fix that so we can have more than 10 listeners.
It's been a long day, you guys. You don't understand.
All right.
Tweet
is out.
Sweet.
Retwatted.
Retwatting now. Oh, God, my phone just went off. I'm going to get... Why can I retweet my own tweet? That's fucking stupid.
No, it makes sense. So if you at someone to send them something, you can then retweet it so that all of your followers can see it.
I don't know. It's a little
So
stupid.
If you at someone, it won't show up to other people in your timeline because it's a direct communication. But if you retweet it, then it shows up.
You can also do that thing where you put the period in the front.
Twitter is hard.
You know, if you want, I have this bottle of Club Mate that you can beat against your head. As opposed to a water bottle.
No, drink it.
Tempting.
There was actual visual contemplation of that.
He was thinking real hard about it.
It's been a long day, you guys.
So, did none of us have a program? You know, what's happening?
I mean, you have
the
a
program
phone.
Is out.
But I was just hoping to read, you know, not from a website.
On that note, though, I'm going to go get
the best.
I'm going to go get lunch so I can go to the 1 p.m. talk about show networks, which actually looks quite interesting.
You're going to eat lunch? What's wrong with you? What is this food thing? Why would you?
It's a weird substance that keeps me from absolutely hating my life more so than I do normally.
I've just been eating snarky sausage.
Wait, what is it?
1 p.m. talk about show networks. So like DMX over Ethernet, all the ridiculous stuff that events use. Seems interesting.
Dante.
Yes, that will probably be covered.
Oh, by the way, guys, so tonight we are competing against security options for high-risk travelers. I think we got this.
I'll be back in a bit.
You're leaving again? Never.
Yes.
What?
I'm getting lunch.
This is why he should have took off. We should have took off his pants. Then he wouldn't be leaving anywhere.
I mean,
take off his pants and throw them across the room.
I don't think that would have stopped me from leaving.
We could probably get it under the segue track from here. Some guy segwaying past gets pants in the face.
This is New York. Someone running around without pants on isn't that out of the ordinary.
But are you
why
were
you all like,
pants
I'm going
to
be late because I don't have pants on? Well, if it's not weird to be in New York without pants, then why was it a big deal for you?
Common decency? Yeah, I know.
That's
bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
That's bullshit.
So let's look at these things. Anything we should be excited about, guys? What have we already missed today? We missed I Hacked for China.
Okay.
That was a game. So that was the What the Hack, Perceptions of Hackers and Cyber Criminals in Popular Culture. Apparently all the normal people here today, because there's a lot of normal people at this con, at this moment, not so nerdy people. Apparently they filled up the room. They had to shut the door. Ooh. And tell people to, like, stay out.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of surprising, because that usually doesn't happen, like, right at the start of the day.
No, yeah, definitely.
Especially, that's not even the big, that's not even Lamar, it's not the big room.
No, uh-uh. Well, that's probably why it filled up, if it was
yeah,
Lamar. Yeah,
but I mean, like, that's kind of weird, because generally they're really good at guessing the right talks for Lamar, like, which one's going to be the big one, and get him in there. So, I feel like that means we don't know our audience. Our audience at Hope right now is not our normal audience.
That might be true.
It's fairly possible.
And normal people would totally be really interested in Perceptions of Hackers and Cyber Criminals and pop culture because, you know, I don't think we really care.
No.
I think we also kind of know our own perception in pop culture.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is there anything that we... only you can stop police surveillance. Here's how. That happens at 1:00.
Yeah.
The Panama Papers... law firm behind it.
The Onion Report? Is that like
I don't know.
About the Onion?
Let's
that
find
sounds
out.
Really fucking lame.
No, it's about Tor.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay.
The Chinese mechanical blocks one I think is supposed to be pretty interesting by the sounds of it.
The what?
There's a Chinese mechanical locks at 1500. Insight into a hidden world of locks. Apparently Chinese mechanical locks are like really cool and crazy.
What's with all the there's a lot of crypto talks. There's
crypto
a who's
popular.
Who's killing crypto that's apparently going on right now. At 5:00 there's Crypto War 2 updates from the trenches. And then at 6:00 there's how to start a crypto party. Yeah, there's a censorship social media
and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and crypto. Cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats. We just started a crypto party, everybody.
Wow.
Oh.
There's a censorship social media and the presidential election. That seems like that could be an interesting talk.
There's a lot of stuff about the blockchain, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
New York City's Pirates of the Air.
Oh, look, guys, there's Fuck It, We'll Do It Live, 8 years of Radio Styler. So, like, everywhere except for the program, they have the title right. So anybody who has the program, if you look in the grid schedule...
the title is wrong.
They messed up her name. It just says 8 years of Radio Styler, which takes away the whole fun. Because, like, that was the Fuck It, We'll Do It Live.
Yeah, so, like, if you're going to... If they were had to drop something, then they should have definitely done the subtitle get dropped.
Maybe they just thought that if they were going to drop it and they only put Fuck It, We'll Do It Live, that it won't really... at a quick glance, explain what is happening.
That's fair.
By the way, we're talking about when it's going to be in the panel room. We're going to be airing that
later
on a delay. So
several hours.
If you look at our schedule and you're like, wait a minute, why is the panel on at like midnight? That's why.
It's not on at midnight. It's at later than that. It should be after like 26:00. So it's gonna be like 3:00
or 4:00. It right now says it's before 26:00.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's right?
I mean, I'm looking at the schedule right now.
Yeah, but, like, that sounds wrong. That sounds... As the official schedule guy, that sounds wrong.
Okay. I mean, well, the schedule does say subject to change at any time for any reason, so...
Yeah, it does.
Let's change it.
Yeah, no. Okay, so the 12 a.m. one... why the fuck is that even on there?
Oh, it's Steve Rambam. That makes sense. I was looking at a talk. I'm like, why is it taking 3 slots up? It's Rambam.
It is Rambam. And so, like, I think right after this thing, we have something already scheduled. so he can't like come on right after his talk.
Right.
That's but weird. We have a hacking sex talk again, but it's not Cable Flame.
Yeah, it's like a panel. I think kids Toys, stubs
tools,
and some other
yeah.
stuff.
And tips for empowerment and pleasure. But we did this in Hope 6.
I mean, we've done it a lot. Because, I don't know, I guess people like sex or something.
I mean,
it's almost like it sells.
It's going on during Rambam, but it is in the third block of Rambam, so some people might be finally sick of Rambam and might be leaving.
Yeah, so
We're not the only one that cussed in our title. There's another one that says, what the fuck are you talking about? Storytelling for hackers.
Oh. So 4 a.m. Radio Statler panel, in parentheses, rebroadcast, is the appropriate thing.
Oh, okay, so we should have removed that other one.
I will remove it now.
Yay!
So wait, we're replaying it at 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
And
yes.
And that's the only time we're replaying it?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the only time that we replay it.
Well, that's true.
We can, it's our station.
Like,
we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Well, one, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I intend on being drunk and taking over the air. Two, a lot of people are going to be sleeping. Like, we don't have a very huge...
So that's why, if you were planning on listening to the panel on Radio Statler and you're at Hope, you should not listen to the panel on Radio Statler and come see it live.
I bet there's not a single person listening that's at Hope right now.
Probably not. Well, no, that's not true. The info desk has us up, I think.
Probably. We gave them the actual link, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, then probably.
Oh, wait. Are they listening to us?
I don't know. Maybe.
Info desk, if you're listening to us, come say hi.
Like, physically get off of your butt and come in and just open the door.
Or if you scream it really loud, we might hear.
Yes. Actually, just shout. If you could get everybody to go, Radio Statler was here, like, just yell it really loud. Radio Statler was here. Just yell it. Anybody? Bueller? Bueller?
I don't think they're listening to us. Oh, there's another crypto one.
All the crypto.
It's like the last talk right before the closing ceremony. Hacking housing? Sounds confusing.
Mm.
Oh, I like this name. This key is your key. This key is my key.
From Central Isle.
What's Johnny's... What's his talk? Not the one with us. He has his own.
I think it's something with the TSA locks.
The key, okay. The keys? Yeah.
Yeah, the keys.
But what's it called?
I don't know.
I want to find it. I want to know when it's at.
What's in a name?
Oh, I kind of have a headache.
You kind of have a headache?
Yeah, just like my
the hangover is starting.
Here it comes.
It's
you
pulsating.
Have two options. You have two options. You can either ride it out or drink more booze.
Pulsating on the right side of my brain.
Yeah, it is.
This isn't as sexy as you make it think. Wait, what? You think it might... What? I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
I could slightly still be drunk.
It's the... Johnny's talk is the TSA keys leak, government backdoors, and the dangers of security theater.
Okay, what time is it?
It is... I was just there. Hold on. It is at 2300 on Saturday.
2300 Saturday. He's got Lamar. Oh, he's got Lamar.
Yeah, he's got Lamar.
Man, why are all the talks happening late and putting a stop on my drinking?
I mean...
Is it, though?
I mean, really?
We just said we were going to go to drinking at our own damn
Yeah, panel. But I don't want to just show up at Johnny's and be all like, yeah, motherfucker, go!
I don't know that he would mind, actually.
Well, he'd probably be like, seriously, this is not appropriate. Sit down. As I said, stop A. Says the website has the listen link on all the pages.
Yay!
Yeah.
He stopped in IRC to tell us that.
Thank you, Stop A. We love you.
Have we maxed out at 10 people yet?
No, not even close.
Okay, good.
Are we at 5?
No, last time I checked, we dropped.
Oh. Oh, we must be sucking.
Oh! Yeah, we dropped.
We're only at 2 now.
2 people.
So who's our 2 listening?
I don't know.
Contact. Touch us. Reach out and touch us.
Hello.
Who is that?
I don't... You can come in here.
Who is
Nobody
that?
Wants to come in here.
That's Keith.
Oh. Hi, Keith.
He just opened the door and, like, shook his head at us or something. And then
he left and didn't close the door.
He did it.
Was he born in a barn? It seems likely.
Let's ask.
Beaches, you smeared your name tag.
Yeah, it was like...
Did you see the cute name I gave him?
Beaches with leeches.
Beaches with leeches. It works. Totally works. Because, you know, there's beaches that have leeches. Yeah. And our beaches has leeches.
Okay. If you say so. I think we need to check. Take your pants off.
Drop him. I think he's actually going to do it.
Darko! Darko!
Man, I'm kind of getting bored.
Yeah, how did we do this last time? Oh, we're in. We got 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, we used to do this for like 3 hours, man. I don't know.
We had Johnny then.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is he?
He's getting you at like 2 or 3 this afternoon.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
he's a busy man with like other crap that he does besides be...
I really want to know what's happening outside our booth.
We should put a camera up there. Can we get a camera so that we can just have like a CCTV? Like just have a
There's
TV
just all these just people hanging out at our table outside.
I know. I want them to come in. People, come in. We want to talk to you.
Hello.
Get your butts in here.
Why are they out there and not in here?
People, come in here. Mike.
There's strangers out there.
Hey, that's so exactly who we love to put on air.
Wait, okay, only one person's a stranger. I know everybody else.
This is the Mikey.
There's a Mike.
Here, I'm on the mic.
No.
I thought Vikings have blonde hair. Wait.
You have to get in real close and be very tender.
I'm the Mikey. I'm the Mikey.
Oh, I thought I said he's a Viking.
Mike.
I'm IRC.
The Mikey.
I'm waiting for someone to ask me about it, because when they do, I'm going to scream at them, IRC or die!
Is it bad that it was made that much funnier by the fact that as I chuckled, it foamed up? So I was trying to just clip my tail out of my mouth.
We currently have 2 listeners. We've peaked at
6.
Well, 6, but Beaches was one of those that was number 6.
People, call your friends. Tell them they must listen to Radio Statler, or the world will end.
We have people with their pants off. You missed the first.
I need an adult.
You missed
the first. And then also, just so you know, this is the ass crack side of the table. If your ass crack is promptly in your pants, you must sit on that side of the table.
This has been decided.
If your ass crack is not in your pants, then it's on the side of the table.
Good to know. I like the division. Nope. Makes sense.
It's a thing. Definitely.
I guess what we have now.
What do we have now?
We have a simulcast of the friggin' main room on this floor.
Cool. We haven't had that since like...
Hope 6.
Yeah.
Wait. What do we have?
So we have a giant screen over in the work area.
Oh.
Which is broadcasting the main room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Super cool.
Wait, we had that since before Hope 6.
No. Hope 6 was the last time we did the big screen last year. And the year before, what we did was we stole the workshop projector and just, like, projected a little thing on the wall. This time we got a big screen and speakers.
Oh, well, it's kind of like the same thing.
No, it's not the same. It's big.
It's just...
It's big.
They've done...
It's so big that you couldn't see it.
Next time, we're going to get the billboard out there and simulcast out to
Well, they've done it on the big projector screen for the hammock. The hammocks.
Yeah.
That sounds like a race from Star Trek. Hammocks.
It's been a long day. Don't judge us.
You know, the way you say that, Beaches, it kind of makes me think like it's a porcine product. Ham
mox. A
mox. What would be a mock for ham? Anybody needs sleep?
Who needs sleep?
I am not that funny. This is definitely the result of sleep deprivation.
I was just imagining myself sitting here mocking some ham.
What? What are you going to do about it, pig?
I'll see you for breakfast.
What are you going to do about it? That's right. Nothing. Oink. Get in my sausage.
His response, eat me.
Wait, I wonder, have I ever done my pig noise?
No.
I wonder if it'll come across in the air. I can realistically sound like a pig.
I need to hear this.
Okay, hopefully it'll come across the air. I'll get a little close here. Did it come across all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Wait, a little piggy noise. But whoever snorted, it's kind of like a piggy noise, too.
Oh, man.
We're going to hell.
I mean,
everyone else is going to be there, too.
It's cool.
It just means it's going to be a party.
Oh, hey, we're at 4?
Oh, yeah, we're back at 4.
Yay! Well, they came in just in time to listen to me pig noise.
Woohoo! So apparently pig noises are what our listeners like.
So, and the last time it was chickens, and this time it's pigs.
It was chickens, now it needs to be pigs.
Next time it's obviously going to be
pigs. What is with our listeners' obsession with barnyard animals?
I mean, I think they recognize their own kind.
We have people at the door.
Hello. There's people. Discussion is happening. It's very tense.
So
we're standing by, waiting for the decision.
This fetish may just go beyond pigs, though. We know we could just be scratching the surface with these people. Maybe there should be some other.
I mean, I like pigs. I like to eat them. They're best when eaten.
Fresh pig.
Well, like, I mean, I want it cooked. No, I want it cooked. What?
Still bleeding.
I'm really confused. Okay, I'm looking at the door. So isn't the sign where it says this door is closed, wasn't that supposed to be on the other side, pointing outward?
So, in order to have done that while also still using the handle?
Yeah, no, it was that way.
That's the way.
Yeah, that's the right way.
We had that same discussion last night when we were putting it together, and it was like...
Why would we want to verify that the door is closed?
That's the joke. It's funny.
I feel like it'd be funnier for everybody outside the booth.
Right, so... We would have had to build the entire...
We can put it on the outside of the door, too.
But that really
can
just...
Can we put it on all sides of the door?
We can do the side.
No, I think it's only allowed to be funny in here.
That's true. Otherwise, it's a code of conduct violation. You're not allowed to be funny.
Yep. We're going to troll that number.
Wait, hold on.
You know, as soon as we tell Johnny about that number and it's 4 o'clock in the morning and he's drunk.
Yep.
He's calling it.
To call it and wake someone up in the middle of the night.
So I'm hearing bleeping noises. Is that from outside?
Yes, that's
Tommy's
laptop. That's his anti-theft device. His laptop makes noises every once in a while, so that if he doesn't hear them, then he knows somebody's walking off
hear
his
it.
Laptop.
It's out there, right?
No, but I think I hear it from in here on the stream, or maybe I'm going crazy.
I think you're going crazy.
I hear it for sure.
Put the headphones on.
I don't hear. I think you're crazy.
I mean, it seems like
maybe you should have been drinking last night.
I mean, he was profusely.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So just not with us.
Beaches got drunk.
I was a little drunk.
Yeah.
We were down the
that
street
was embarrassing.
Doing shots.
I now feel
he was,
embarrassed.
He was, apparently, now we know that Beaches is a dick when he's drunk.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Wait. What did I miss? What did I miss?
Did he
assault anybody? Like verbally?
No.
Emotionally?
Well,
did he emotionally assault?
Emotionally, maybe. Nick God might be emotionally traumatized.
Well, the shower in Nick God's room assaulted me yesterday.
yeah, it did.
How did the shower in Nick God's room assault you?
Okay, so one... Apparently, I'm the only one that can't understand a shower. But there are a lot of extra knobs in that shower. And so, like, I open it, and I'm like, all right, what's this little knob? It looks like little knobs where you just turn it to hot or cold. And so I turned it, and it wasn't turning. And I was like, okay, so I'll go back to the default down at the bottom. You got a hot and cold knob. So I turned them on, and I got the water going. Well, he's dancing over there.
I'm dancing.
Yeah, I got the water going, and then I was like, okay, well, maybe this thing turns the shower part on. So then I spin it, and it turns the shower on, but then the water in the, what is it, faucet?
Yes.
The faucet, I guess the right word.
Yeah.
It's still going at, like, full speed, and the bathtub is actually filling up with water quite fast. And I figured that's not a good thing. So then I pull, like, you know, on the faucet, you have the little lever thingy you pull up, and then that usually makes the shower go on. So I did that. So that the shower's still going, and the bathtub, the faucet is not going, and I'm like, all right, cool. I hop on. And you don't have to worry about pressure in Nikod's shower.
I mean, you
that
do.
That shit was rough.
You do have to worry about it because it'll kick your ass.
I was, like, physically assaulted by the water coming out of the shower head. It's not okay. And then I couldn't figure out how to shut it all off either.
maybe when we troll the public contact line, we can complain against
it. Like, I did the logical thing, and I went backwards in exactly what I was, you know, did before, and I had everything, like, shut off, but the water was going, and I was spinning the thing, and the water wasn't shutting off, and it was just going from literally ice cold to it's burning my skin hot. And I was, like, dancing all around the shower to miss the water, trying to get back there to spin it. Yeah, it was... I don't like that shower. I haven't had my shower in my room yet, but I like it better already.
You saying you don't like my shower?
No. Your shower assaulted me.
Are you traumatized?
I am.
Do you
I had just
adult?
Woken up. I had just woken up. It's not okay to assault someone when they're not even fully awake yet.
I mean, did you tell it that? Did you say no?
No, I mean, I probably mumbled a few things at it.
No,
I'm pretty sure I screamed a couple times when I got nailed with hot water. I don't know how you guys didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear any screams. Yeah. I heard no screams.
Because I'm pretty positive I did, like, oh, fuck! You know, I was trying to, you know, because it hurt. It was hot. But good to know. You can get really hot water in your shower.
Yep.
This is like the end of my shower, too, and I was already taking a really hot shower anyways. Lots of hot water left over.
Steaming.
It was, no. It was raining profusely.
No. Profusely.
Profusely?
That's what he said. He said profusely.
No, he said profusely.
No, he said profusely.
He said profusely, but it was like with a this weird pause. It was like pro.
It's raining profusely out there.
I definitely heard profusely, which is why I thought it was amusing.
I thought just the way he said it was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Mad Joe! Mad Joe's out there. Mad Joe!
Hello! What about it?
Get out of here!
Is it dead?
No.
It's dead out here.
Who's dead?
Who's
We're
dead?
Dead?
I'm dead. Hey! Let those people in! Apparently we're broken.
I don't think we're broken.
You gotta push it in
we
more.
We have six listeners.
Mad Joe, can you just push it in more? The door opens.
Yeah.
It opens more. You can push it in, and then you can slide it out. It's a pocket door.
Are we sure we're dead? Can someone confirm? Oh, I guess they can't hear me.
if you can't hear us, let us know. It's very important.
I mean, if you can hear us, let us know.
Yes.
Send us love in IRC.
Or
IRC.
Anywhere.
IRC.26.
I'll accept love anywhere.
I don't know what he's talking about.
That was
it's dead.
That was a long delay. Wow.
Yeah, there's always a long delay.
I didn't realize
there's
that long.
Such a long delay.
Just for you, listeners.
We're on the air for 6 more minutes.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing?
I was just walking around, really trying to find, look at the lay of the land. I was just upstairs at the 18th floor. It was just... was some interesting talks there as well.
Oh, what'd you see?
I saw the one that was called Who's Killing Crypto? But I'm not sure who's killing it because I left before, yeah.
Spoiler alert, it was the butler.
So fun story, I just got a DM from Radio Wonderland.
Uh-huh.
And he says he's up for an interview and for playing unreleased tracks because he has a new album coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
So... I love this man. He's amazing, and he should totally.
He could be listening to you right now and could be a little creeped out.
I mean, I would say to his face that I love this man. I would make eye
contact.
Are
you going to try to take his pants off?
No, he's going to take his pants off.
No, no, no. Remember, my pants are already off.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I meant, like, when he comes in here, you're going to
take my pants off. We can do that. Pants are just a social construct.
Exactly. I feel like he would understand that.
Obviously.
Have our next guests arrived?
I don't even know what happens.
What's going on next?
That's a good question.
There's a thing with people.
Shouldn't you know the schedule? I mean, you're in charge.
Oh, the crypto pre-party. I thought we already had the crypto pre-party.
No.
Why is crypto everywhere?
That's the crypto pre-party.
Oh, the pre-crypto pre-party.
The pre-crypto pre-party.
The party pre-party party?
Grand Prix!
Where's Side Pocket? Is this his doing?
Yes.
Wait, he needs to get his friends here.
I mean, we have like a few minutes or 4 minutes. If they don't show up, we'll just keep talking. We're good at that.
Yes, sort of. We can bullshit, sort of, most of the time.
Let's have a belching contest.
I hear the us out there, and it's very confusing.
I don't listen to yourself.
I do listen to myself. Such a narcissist.
Yeah, I don't hear it. I just hear us.
Oh, it happens every, like when somebody goes, yeah! Like, that'll. Beach just like jumped back in his seat with no pants on. It was great.
Hang on to that.
There were balls in the air.
So we'll hear that in a second.
I mean, they're always bouncing to the left and to the right.
It was,
yeah.
Who's got big balls?
That's not how it goes.
Do-do-do.
He's got big balls, she's got big balls, but we've got the biggest balls of them all.
Yes. Okay. Now what do we want to talk about? Who has something to talk about?
You.
I got nothing.
Talk.
I just got here.
Exactly.
Well, yes, that's why you're supposed to have something to talk about.
Yes, I just got here, drove up from D.C. area, and have been walking around and been overwhelmed by the awesomeness of this conference.
And the Pokestops.
I haven't seen them yet.
There's a lot.
I would imagine.
A lot.
So many Pokestops.
Haven't got that far.
You need to come to Hope just for the Pokestops.
And there's lures on like every single one of them all day long.
It's like paradise.
Oh, man. So I have a vest installed on my phone. It's like the 11th Hope WPA may be dangerous.
Maybe dangerous.
Scanning the Wi-Fi.
I think checking you need encryption. To just get rid of that because it literally says everything is dangerous.
Yeah.
I feel like saying, duh.
In the case of the 11th Hope Wi-Fi, they're probably right.
I think you could fully trust
it's probably
going to
come
networks.
Back and be like,
well,
it is
already
dangerous.
Did that.
You need to use a VPN.
It did that for the actual hotel one. It's done it for every Wi-Fi I've been around like with Beaches the last couple days.
Well, yeah.
That's,
but I mean,
that's because Beaches is dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah, me being attached to the network is what makes it dangerous.
Yes.
And that's why it suggests that I should use a VPN.
You should always use a VPN.
Always.
Yeah, I'm a little
I VPN. I VPN to my home network from my home network.
That's impressive right there.
True
very meta.
Yeah. The radio, what? Oh, I don't know. What is that?
I don't know. Hi, Bobson.
Hey, Bobson.
What's up?
Bobson.
Hey. It came back with Wi-Fi is safe.
Hey, look at that.
So,
for so it's you, it's lying.
So, yeah.
The NSA has gotten to us. We need to install OpenBSD.
Yes.
Oh, someone's talking to us.
Who's talking
Wait,
to us?
Wait, maybe.
What?
Maybe they're not talking to us. In Hope.
In Hope.
But we were just talking about it, so I was thinking they're talking.
What are they talking about?
The WPA. The thing.
Ah. I'm sure you can trust all the networks in this conference.
All of them. All of them.
No
are very
one would ever do a wireless pineapple here.
No,
oh, definitely not.
No. Definitely.
Not. Everything's perfectly safe.
We could put our mom on this one. Safe
the
enough
ads
for
are
her.
In Dutch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah, the ads are in Dutch.
Dutch.
Yeah. Have you guys looked at your phones? Have you got on the Wi-Fi for the conference?
Yeah, I've been on the Wi-Fi on the conference.
So you probably understand everything because it's all coming through in Dutch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of this stuff's coming up.
Why?
That's yeah.
Are they running it
I'm
through the Netherlands? Yeah.
That's it. We blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have a bunch of like IP space from there.
Yeah.
And that's why it thinks we're there. And then somebody I think has been messing with the GPS. Like, I definitely, when I was posting something today, it was like, so are you in Nevada? Like,
no, that's the, so the wireless access points came from Aruba. They sponsored us.
I know.
And then the last place they were was in Vegas.
So why would I be getting GPS coordinates from
Google Maps?
It's not GPS, but that's weird. They look at your nearby Wi-Fi networks and triangulate based on that.
Yeah. For Instagram?
So the calendar isn't done.
No, the phone does.
The phone does.
Oh. It's in the phone. It's in
Bobson, the get on IRC.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the only one talking to you on Facebook.
Yeah, Bobson.
You have friends in here.
Yeah, Matt John Westworth are here as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, he's probably not actually listening.
Now I'm talking.
Where's Wayne?
As the Radio Sattler user in the Hope Channel. It's great.
Yeah.
In the Hope Channel?
Yeah.
You're talking?
Yes.
Because I don't see you talking.
Really?
My apologies.
Classy.
Huh.
Hey, I didn't do it into the microphone. You should be happy.
I think we all appreciated that.
Especially the listeners.
He did it for you guys.
It's because
we care.
Butt sex?
Oh, hey, it's 1 o'clock. Are those guys out there?
We should go check.
Luke?
Yes. Do we have anybody that's actually, like, just sitting out front to greet people?
I don't know.
We should. Is there, Matt Joe, is there anybody, like, sitting out there to greet people?
All right, we can continue talking.
Yay!
People didn't show up, those assholes.
We're such narcissists, but we love it when we continue talking and listening to ourselves.
We are still currently accepting 4 more listeners.
Are you done with this?
Yes, I'm done with that.
Good.
Although, I would like your YubiKey so that I can pretend to be you.
Do you want to know a secret?
No. Yeah.
Well, okay then.
Never go with the expected answer.
Unless that's actually what you want, and then you should go with the expected answer.
Guys,
I'm
hungry.
Can I tell you a cigarette?
Yeah?
Hey, are there people out there? That's Side Pocket. Tell him to come in here.
What?
Side Pocket. Tell him to come in here.
Side Pocket.
Yeah. Stoppy's out there, you know, doing his thing.
Stoppy.
Hey.
Stoppy.
Isn't somebody supposed to be showing up right now? Nobody, everybody here is just Radio Sattler. Okay, cool. Because I'm hungry and kind of bored. Oh, no, I mean, I'll hang out. I will stay here because this is what you got to do.
Nick got?
Yes.
Cat says hi.
Who?
Cat.
Meow?
Cat.
Meow?
Which cat?
Meow?
The Magfest cat.
Meow?
Oh!
That took you way too goddamn long.
She's
listening right now, and she's so totally offended. Aren't you offended?
Meow?
Rakden says hi.
Okay.
But is only on Facebook like a plebe.
Oh, well then, I'm not going to talk to you.
Dude, seriously though, IRC, it's the best, Rakden. IRC.
I just heard a drill. Oh, no, it was the...
It was the pocket door. Marvel
door.
Of engineering right there. I love it.
Yeah.
We reverse engineered it from one photo and the pieces from last time.
It's
kind of like, this is kind of probably how
that's the only one I knew exactly where
Bobson
it went.
Because
I remember the big cock.
Bobson is on IRC. Hello, Bobson.
Bobson!
Rakden says I'm supposed to kill you dead. Thank God.
Who?
Rakden.
Oh.
Okay. Meow?
He seems surprisingly all right with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You have to take my job, though. That's how this works. If you kill someone, you have to take their responsibilities. A wild side pocket appears.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
That was terrible.
I mean, everything we do is terrible.
That is the quality of Radio Statler we're going to be bringing to you this evening.
And for the next 3 days.
No, I'm just so, basically, I just reconfirmed all the content, and the PLA thing will be happening at 7 p.m. Complete, yep. Okay. I'm just literally waiting for, because they're out here, we're out the guy.
Hey, ATG.
Stuck in walking traffic right now, so.
That reminds me, I should probably work on selling my badge.
You should be IRCing with the Radio Voices. The Radio Voices love you.
We do.
Give me 1 second, I'm going to go down to the lobby.
Your Radio Voices are scary.
Whose Radio Voices are scary?
Ours.
Ah, yes.
Dum 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 dum.
So, is Radio Wonderland doing another talk?
It's just you're very confused there for a minute.
I'm always confused.
Hey guys, what are we getting
for lunch?
That's
my secret. I'm always confused.
What are we getting for lunch?
Oh, that's a good question.
Not that place we went to yesterday.
Which place did you go to yesterday?
That shitty place.
Penzies.
Penzies.
Oh, Penzies?
Yeah.
You didn't like Penzies?
I liked Penzies.
You ate at the okay place. It didn't have brick bread.
I mean, you don't like it when your sandwiches can double as a weapon?
No.
I always like yeah. that.
That's a feature. That's not a bug.
Yeah, I pick out my lunch food based primarily on how well it would be used as a weapon.
Exactly. It's a Yelp category.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, I think we're finally combining people from one IRC channel to the other. Welcome to Radio Statler channel, not Snowden.
Hello. Lunch, yes, lunch at 1900 hours because it's been a day.
I think it's funny, so I'm guessing that, so I have this Chromebook, and it definitely is not doing internal time because it definitely says it's like 7:07 in the evening. And it's
so your computer is also over in the Netherlands. Is that that? Is, what time
that
is it at home?
That sounds about right, actually.
Yes, it is.
What time is it at home?
It should be a 6-hour.
Oh, never mind.
One?
No.
1 p.m.
At home?
No, oh, 7.
Yeah, you're home.
Yeah.
You're home.
My place is now 7.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
No, yeah, that sounds right.
He's on your time.
The Dutch have invaded.
It's really weird that the network is in Dutch.
It's pretty awesome.
That's great for you.
Yeah. I've been trying to brush up on my Dutch anyway, so, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So how was the setup of Radio Statler? How did you guys...
Terrible.
Well, tell us about it. Tell the listeners. What happened?
I left him and got drunk last night.
Oh. Yes.
Everyone
left. There were three of us.
I invited them to drink. So I just, keep in mind, I did invite them to come
yeah,
drink.
Yeah, but you invited us. But then, like, nobody would be here to actually set up.
I mean, we don't need to set up.
Priorities. I have priorities.
Well, at least you're polite about it.
Yeah, no, it just, everything was going well until it didn't.
So
we left one of the microphones at home. This is a borrowed mic, which is why it sounds different, and there's
and
a lot
no
of
mic
noise.
Stands.
And no mic stands.
Oh.
And no headphone amp.
I went and bought these mic stands today.
Yes.
They're very nice.
They're actually pretty nice.
Did you use the discount code and the room key?
That's a no, I think.
I fucked up.
Well, we're returning it, right?
Probably. I don't have a need for them. Do you need them? I'll give them as payment in lieu of gas money.
Sure.
If you need them. Otherwise, I will totally return them.
I never say no to mic stands. You can never have too many mic stands.
Yeah, they always come in handy.
I think it's funny, though, because I'm pretty sure at Hope 9, I also bought mic stands.
Yes. Yeah.
So like,
these are actually better than the other ones, but yeah.
I think actually I spent less money too, because I remember that one was like $90. I posted about it on Facebook. I was like, I spent $90 on mic craft.
Wait, it was $90 per stand?
Oh, no, God. Total.
Okay.
Like 90. Oh God, no!
I was like, what?
I could definitely not afford $90 per bike.
Like,
stand.
I mean, they're nice stands and all, but
no, these were $25 a piece for these ones specifically, which is not bad.
Cool.
So, anyways, yeah, I mean, my point was, if you're returning them, then the discount really doesn't matter.
Yeah. What is the free gift that they give you, though, or whatever?
I have no idea. I've never done
it. It's a surprise.
Yeah, I've never done it either. Like, I don't... Like, I was thinking about doing it today.
Thank you for buying from us.
And I don't want to tell too many stories about how the setup went, because, I'm saving some of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have a panel, and we have to talk about something.
Conserve content.
I mean,
which we should probably work on that.
Just so everybody knows, we haven't really planned out what we're doing for the panel. Because
we have
we're going to do it live.
Yeah, we have a loose idea.
Well, that's how we do everything here, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, so the issue is, well, it's not an issue, but how it is we try to be kind of prepared, and then it all goes out the window anyway.
And we're drinking. Well, then,
yeah, the booze definitely does not help in the part of being prepared.
But it makes it fun.
It does. It's substantially more enjoyable.
So how drunk are we going to get before we get there?
I don't know.
Maybe
we have an entire handle of rum.
We should probably at least work on that. And so one of us doesn't show up that drunk.
A reasonable
like,
amount of drunk.
One of us needs to be able to walk on stage.
Yeah.
And then help everybody else up.
Is there net streaming of the talks? Yes, there is.
There is.
There is.
Bobson, the actual Hope website does it now.
Yeah, it's
you can just go to hope.net and you can just listen now. They, you know, they don't need us.
I mean,
something
they need us.
You by the Internet Society. I mean, so I think, honestly, Radio Statler's fills a different niche in the ecosystem of Hope as opposed to, like, just streaming the talks.
Yeah. We're more fun.
Yeah.
Far more fun.
My phone is blowing up, and I don't know why.
You're in demand.
Porn.
Probably not.
Nick tried to make me watch porn with him the other night.
It's true.
Oh my God, we have 20 notifications on Twitter.
Whoa.
That's
we have 6 listeners. They must be liking things.
Yeah.
No, it's mostly Side Pocket liking our tweets.
Thank you, Side Pocket.
Well, I have Beef. He's not at Hope this year. He's out there, like, in my tweets.
Yeah, he is. I don't know.
Go spin your dildo.
That was the name of the porn that we were supposed to watch last night. It's called Spin the Dildo. There is... I'm going to give you spoiler alert, so if you don't want it, close your ears, but there's no spinning of any dildos. It doesn't happen.
So Side Pocket's giving us like a 5-minute heads up that we'll probably be out of here.
Cool.
So do we want to reset the server now?
Sure, we're not doing anything important.
Yeah, we need to reset the server because right now we can only have a max of 10 listeners.
Which doesn't seem to really be a huge an issue. But
sorry, everybody, you're going to get dropped. In 3...
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Two, one.
1-2. 1-2, 2-1. Hold on. Wait.
You're still there?
Server started successfully.
Yay, the server has started successfully. So it's the archive is going to work. It's going to dump out every hour, right?
You think so?
I mean, I'm asking you. It's a question.
I said I think so.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, do you think so? And I was like, I hope to God it does.
I know we're recording. Or are we? Yes, we're recording.
Okay. Thank God. Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Are we back up?
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi. We missed you.
We missed you so much.
This tape smells like shit.
It's electrical tape. It's supposed to smell like shit.
I always
wait, like
have
literal shit or metaphorical shit?
Literal shit.
I always have electrical tape on hand at home. Smell this shit. That's not what my electrical tape that I buy smell like.
Hold on, I'll fix it.
For for our listeners, he's now rubbing it on his ass.
Bobson, can you now hear us?
And he's shoving it down his pants.
I don't want my tape back.
What the?
There you go. Fixed.
Now the tape has crabs.
I learned that trick from Paul. Shout out to Paul. Thank you.
Racton says we need to use the drinking buddy system for the talk tonight.
Yeah, we definitely do. It definitely needs to happen. We should come up with a drinking game for the panel.
There's actually...
We have drinking games, just not literally a drinking game. We just drink while we game.
So, I think...
I heard you like drinking, so you're drinking while you're drinking?
So,
I don't know.
So Deviant has... Like, there's a system, for, like a protocol.
Okay.
It's like Mew Drink.
What?
We should, every time someone says the word cock,
we all right. have to drink. So the
every, like one of us or the audience?
Everybody.
Oh God, this is going to get really out of hand really quickly.
So like the next person who comes in here.
It has to be, I love cock.
No, it just needs to be cock, because everybody who comes in the booth for the first time is going to be like, dude, there's cocks everywhere. So immediately upon entering the booth, everybody has to drink.
But
one right now.
Oh, I was.
One of them's got turned into a rat.
That one has turned into a dinosaur.
Cockasaurus Rex.
Pants.
Okay.
Cactus.
Cactus. I spooned your mom last night with a cactus.
That was really painful.
That used to be my ringtone. But then it was really too quiet, so I couldn't hear anything. So now I instead have a Fiesta in my pants.
Oh, yeah, there's thought bubbles.
There's bubbles.
There's thought bubbles with no thought.
Yeah, with no thought.
Yep. That's a perfect metaphor for Radio Statler. But no, we need to come up with a drinking game for our panel. Specifically.
Oh, our panel. Sorry, I was too busy thinking about being in here. I forget that we're going to be doing a talk.
Yes, we have a panel.
Time even.
You're very well prepared.
Yes, always. I mean, the title of the panel is Fuck It, We'll Do It Live. I don't know why anyone would expect anything different.
So we need to get the word out that everybody who's coming to the panel needs to bring alcohol.
No, it's a drinking game for us.
Yeah.
We're going to be up on stage.
But I thought everybody's going to play. Why have a game where only
we need to have, so if the audience really is happy with something, they need to have some way to notify us to take a drink.
They have to say, I love cock. I love cock.
So essentially.
So wait, what makes them yell, I love cock?
If they particularly like something that we talk about,
they just stand up and scream, I love cock?
Yes.
Yes.
And then we'll take a drink. Whoever said the thing takes a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
All right, so we have to explain this game at the start.
Yes. Well, no, we don't. We don't explain anything.
But then they're not going to know to stand up and yell, I love cock.
The people that are listening to us right now will.
They're not going to be at the panel.
So I don't think we can fit everybody that does Radio Statler stuff in it. So we just need some people that are going to come to the panel anyway to just start it rolling.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I don't know if we have enough chairs for, like,
so, like,
Night
ATG.
Owl and ATG.
Like, we can make ATG sit out there. ATG, are you still listening? I know you're in IRC. We need you to yell, I love cock.
Really loudly. Like, ridiculously loud.
I don't know if he's actually listening. I think he's just IRCing wherever he's at.
Then we should put this on IRC.
And do we want to do anything other than that? Or is that the drinking game? Is that it? If one of us falls off the stage, they have to finish their drink.
Wait, so the person who falls has to finish their drink?
Yes.
Because it might be the wrong time to finish a drink.
Exactly.
All right, so... we should have Side Pocket really shortly. He said coming up in 2 minutes. I'll text when coming up. And that was 1:18.
exactly 2 minutes ago.
But he said he'd text when he's coming up. So.
He's going to text you when he's coming?
We'll keep going. I hope not. Talk about TMI.
Oh, beaches.
We broke him. We broke him.
I came like that.
Yeah, you did.
I meant broken, but you know, that also works.
I mean, you are not
wearing pants. ATG is not listening. He's just IRC-ing.
So we can talk about ATG right now.
IRC-ing?
Yes, we can. We can talk about ATG.
So all the time,
man, that dude
talk shit about ATG. Now
he's got long hair.
Let me tell you,
he looks like
I have a bone to pick with ATG.
He's got hair.
I do too. I've never met him, but I do too.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Look, we made a deal that I was going to go to MAGFest and run the network there, and he was going to come help out with Radio Static.
He hasn't been here at all.
Not once.
At all.
Not for 5 fucking minutes.
For about a minute.
Fuckhead.
He needs to be here.
Yeah. Going off to talks and shit.
Fuck.
Who the hell does he think he is?
Nobody goes to talks here, right?
Yeah. That's not what you
Open
do.
Open up IRC. You have 2 devices in front of you. One of them
You're
can
right.
IRC.
I'm going to IRC on the phone because... So I'm using Chrome OS now, and the highest rated one doesn't seem to support ZNC. And if I can't do ZNC, then fuck it, whatever. But my phone does that. I'm just being a lazy fuckhead.
Does it have to be ZNC?
When we
live with your life?
From the Sweet Lane to the Boston, I kept my Boston, because the Sweet Lane game.
Dino's back.
Yay, Dino! Ding, fries are done.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I work at Burger King. I make flip-flops. I wear paper hats.
We only talk to mics. What? What does that mean? Bunny just said in IRC, we only talk to mics. What?
ATG wants to know what we were talking about, because Bobson informed him that we were talking about him and we got to tell blah, blah, blah. So he asked us what we got to talk to, and I'm just making an asshole remark because he's not listening to us, and I would just let him know we only talk to mics right now. We're not talking to him.
We're not talking to him. We're talking about him.
Yes. We would talk to him if he would be listening.
If he was here or listening, we'd be talking to him.
I'm on the IRC now.
Yay!
I'm totally IRC.
Are you? Because I don't see you in the IRC channel.
I think your IRC might be broken.
I mean, I'm definitely... Booth just did... That's a long cock.
Yes. See?
Oh, you were already in the channel. I'm sorry.
Well, no fucking shit. I'm on ZNC. I'm always in the channel.
Yeah, it took me a moment to put that together. I was like, I didn't see you join, but it's because you were already there.
I'm always there.
He's
I need
always
to,
there. Watching.
He's always there.
What was
he's
it?
Like,
it was Idol RPG
there.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
I need to join that.
You'll win the fuck out
of
it.
Oh, the Idol RPG?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... Hashtag
IRLRPG. Okay, so it's just a channel that I joined?
Yeah.
Hashtag? No, it's pound.
Pound.
Well, because
crunch.
These days...
It's obviously crunch.
It's these days, millennials don't know what a pound key is. So I got to speak their language. It's a hashtag.
So,
it's not a hashtag.
You just... It's a hash. It's just a hash.
Yeah, it's not a tag.
It's a hash or a crunch or a...
Pound.
Octothorpe. Also a good term for
I'm just
or
trying
pound.
To speak to the millennials of our generation.
Oh, Wang got us a bouquet of dicks.
I don't think he got us a bouquet of dicks. I think he called us a bouquet of dicks.
That's fair.
I mean, that works too.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants to get us a bouquet, that'd be very expensive. I'm assuming that you'd have to get, like, even
and
the
I'm
smallest...
the only one that can really use them.
I mean, we have assholes.
Wait, you don't... Do you like things in your assholes?
Is now the time?
Do you have assholes? Or...
Oh, I need to come. Okay,
yeah,
I'm coming right now.
Yeah, you do. Okay. I think we're getting ready to
wait, are we, was thing. He just calling beaches?
I think he made eye contact.
That's very dangerous when he does that.
Yes, it is. Everyone knows that if StopBay gives you eye contact directly, you might blow up spontaneously.
It's like you shouldn't make eye contact with cats. Shouldn't make eye contact
for stopping. Yes. Uh-oh. There's something.
ASCII art's happening.
I don't know what that is.
I can't see what? It on my phone.
I think it's supposed to be a really big dick.
Oh.
Upside down, maybe.
Is it?
Well, like, so like those are the balls way back there, and then it kind of goes out? Well, I mean, I don't know. Now more is coming.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so confused. Yeah,
more is coming. Maybe it's just Wang, and we don't really know what the fuck he's doing anyways.
Fair.
Maybe he's drunk already.
I don't know if he's here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't seen him yet.
Yes, it's hot as shit here, by the way. If anybody was wanting to know what the weather was like here, it's hot as fuck.
Actually, I find it cooler than what it is back home. I'm actually happy right now with the weather.
Yeah, we're also inside.
No, like, well, I mean, I'm outside smoking all the time. I'm aware what it feels like.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck.
So has anybody cracked the numbers yet?
Oh, I haven't even tried. I got a picture of all of them, though. So apparently they put secret codes on our lanyards.
Yeah, but there's apparently three different kinds. I don't know.
Mine has letters.
Yeah.
There's symbols, and there's one with letters, and there's ones with numbers. And apparently they all come up with something. Something happens.
You get a door, and you go into Narnia, and then Gandalf sucks your dick or something.
I don't have a dick.
Narnia? That's interesting. Maybe you get invited to the wizardry
I want to go to Narnia.
Hi, Stanley.
Hello.
What's going on?
Living the dream.
Are there people out there that want to come in? Because there's supposed to be people showing up for a talk.
Yeah, the crypto people are supposed to be showing up, but they have not appeared yet. So
well, that's unfortunate.
We've just been greeting people outside. There's some new people, though, that will be talking somewhere.
Oh, we just had a switch from one side of the ass crack table to the other side.
Finally, I can hear you guys.
Oh, you can't? Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. We're just switching. Apparently, yeah. Mad Joe couldn't hear anything we were saying.
That's unfortunate.
Just so you know, to be on the side of the table, your ass crack has to be hanging out.
Yes. That's the rule.
If you don't have your ass crack out, you have to go to that side of the table.
Someone's going to call the cock line on you.
I hope so.
You're sexually harassing people, demanding skin
ass
to go on the radio.
No, not to go on the radio. He just has to be on this side of the table.
So not even the privilege of being on the radio when you show a little skin.
Just to be next
to Bunny, you need exposed man flesh.
Or woman flesh.
Yes.
Or we're not discriminating.
Well, I've only seen men and butt crack.
Apparently
there.
He should be on this
no,
side of the table.
Yes. There is woman in butt crack.
I guess. Listen, I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying that I'm going outside and calling the hotline on her.
I'm not going to judge you. I'm just going to report you to the
authorities. I'm just
going to
report you.
We should really make it a game of how many times we can get someone to call that line on us.
No, we probably shouldn't.
No, that's not.
That's like a really bad
idea. That's not a fun game. Your team.
Wait, did you just put me on my own team?
Yes.
You're on your own team.
Fine. Joe's ass crack, your team.
Why wouldn't I want Joe's ass crack on my team?
I mean, I don't want it on my team, so.
I guess I'm going to that side of the table.
Majestic.
But then you have to put your ass crack away.
This is a catch-22.
So I was outside sitting at the table. There's lots of people stopping by. Everyone's like super friendly, as they always are.
Cool.
Yeah. I think we got some volunteers, too.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
You should have just, like, set them in here, and we just would have put them on the air and embarrassed them.
So you could just haze them and make them cry and then call that line.
And then we get the cop called on this.
Yeah.
Are we still at 6?
The cock patrol will come through and just, like, handcuff everybody.
Yeah, we're still at 6.
I'm one of those 6.
Well, we peaked
six.
At 9. We have a limit. We're good on number, right?
We're good on number? What?
Like, we don't have a cap at 10 anymore, right?
No.
Okay.
Cap is 1,000.
1,000.
Okay. 1,000.
So we are still accepting 994 listeners.
Yes.
Additional listeners.
That's pretty
Spots are limited.
We don't want one person to listen 900 times.
Unique.
Actually, I'd be okay with that. That would be strangely interesting.
With you, I think.
Why are you looking confused?
Because I don't remember if I took my club latte with me or not.
I don't remember seeing your club latte for a while, actually.
Someone may have keistered it.
Keister?
I hear it works better when you take it rectally. What's the cock number again?
Put it in your butt.
We're going to hell.
Are we there yet already?
I thought this is where we're at.
Looking at the heat outside.
Yes. You're not wrong, sir.
Oh, my God. I don't think Wayne can... Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Nuke is in the block.
Your team.
Oh, I want them on my team. I wanted to marry all of them. I did, especially John, Jonathan Knight.
I didn't know the new kids on the block enough to know that they had names.
Yeah, Jonathan Knight, and there's
the new, the kids,
and the block.
On the block.
Yeah. There's Danny and John and Joe and Donnie.
Okay.
Donnie.
And Jordan.
Was Donnie the bad boy?
Donnie is Mark Wahlberg's brother.
Oh, Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was the new kids
in
the block.
Yeah, there's Jordan Knight and John Knight, they're brothers. And yeah. You had Danny Wood, and you had Donnie Wahlberg.
Wow.
And then I don't remember Joe's last name.
So much talent in that family.
I don't remember Joe's last name.
I still miss Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Right? But we got some good movies out of the deal.
It's true. And a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, where are the crypto people? What are the crypto people supposed to be talking about?
Cryptos? I have no idea.
Cryptonomicons?
Crypto. We're going to be sitting here doing math equations all night.
Sweet. Trying to find just... They come in here and spend an hour trying to find a large prime, and then they just leave.
I mean, it did say the crypto pre-party, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only going to take us 600 days to find a new prime. Let's start today. I don't get it.
He has the electrical tape. He took the electrical tape.
What does that mean?
I don't want to tell you. You'll have to go back and listen.
Okay, I'll go through the archives later.
Stoppe is currently, well, was currently fondling.
He was fondling the electrical tape.
The electrical tape.
The electrical tape was in my hand. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, you probably don't want to go wash your hands.
Oh. So I shouldn't lick my hands right now?
No, oh, no, you should. No. Do it. You'll be a lot closer to one person in this room.
I don't know. Could I leave and come back and then be closer to everyone in this room?
I mean, if you give us a moment, I guess.
Would I get pink eye if I rub my eyes?
Maybe crabs.
Crabs? I don't want to know what you did with this tape. I don't think crabs could live on here. It doesn't look like a very
good environment. At least temporarily until it gets to your hand and then you go to the bathroom or eat it. I can still smell it from here.
I think crypto party is 1:30 to 2. Yeah, well, it's 1:34, so...
I'm calling the cock patrol. I don't know what you just made me touch, but I feel dirty and used.
I didn't make you touch anything.
And someone needs to rectify its situation. I don't know if there needs to be some type of banning procedure or perhaps some type of flogging in public.
Ooh, public flogging, yes.
With a minimal amount of clothing. I don't really know what the cock patrol does to punish people. But I want my
canines.
Pound of flesh.
As it were.
Maybe literally.
Literally.
Oh.
We're rusty. We'll get in the swing of things. Speakers will come. We're going to talk about technology. Someone might proposition me to buy another Stinger missile. Who knows? But like, I'm excited.
Another one? What do you mean another one?
Oh, God. You missed it last time.
I think so, yeah.
There was a very interesting individual.
I think it was like a gun debate, right?
Yeah.
And then someone's like, "Do you want to buy a Stinger missile?" I was like, "No."
I can go out right now and buy a Stinger missile.
I can get you a Stinger missile tomorrow.
All right, get the fuck out.
Right. Are you being serious?
What?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I was teased this whole time. Apparently,
crypto.
We are getting pushed out of the booth. So,
well, fuck you later.
Come back tonight when I'm going to be really drunk and playing games online.
Yeah.
And being very inappropriate.
Woo! Radio Statler. Woo!
I love cock.
Buddy, also.